Time. They're more than just trophies. Additional information available on the web at trophytime.com.
It's 8:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. Government and utility officials are insisting that neighbors of a Northside lot in Champaign shouldn't worry about the pollution underneath the site. Ameren and the State Environmental Protection Agency say the site off 5th and Hill Streets is still on schedule for cleanup next year. In the early part of the 20th century, Ameren's predecessor converted coal into gas at the site, leaving behind coal tar at least 10 feet under the surface. But the project manager for Ameren, Brian Martin, says the pollution is not affecting people's health, even though it's migrated slightly over the years into some neighboring lots.
And so just to make sure that there's no concern for people living in that house or those houses, we're going to do some soil gas sampling, more as a precaution than anything, just to kind of put people's minds at ease and make sure that they understand that they're not being affected.
Ameren and state officials held an open house yesterday to explain the extent of the contamination and their plans to clean it up. Martin says that plan could include excavation or confining some of the tar underground to keep it from migrating more. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is preparing to clean up the site of a Terre Haute company where the owner was sentenced to 5 years in prison for concealing elevated levels of chemical discharges into the Wabash River. The EPA says the cleanup at the former Wabash Environmental Technologies will begin in October and could take several months. The company once operated a wastewater treatment plant at the site that accepted liquid waste from its industrial customers for treatment and eventual discharge to the Wabash. An inspection of the site found chemicals, waste oil, and caustic materials. Company President Derek Hagerman was sentenced to prison in November after being convicted of 10 counts of violating the Federal Clean Water Act. Eight good government groups are urging lawmakers in an open letter to reject changes Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich has made to two campaign finance reform bills. The Illinois Campaign for Political Reform, Illinois PIRG, and others say the governor's mandatory vetoes are maneuvers designed to undermine or kill the legislation. Legislators will consider the vetoes this fall. One measure banned political contributions from those with government contracts of $50,000 or more to the officeholder overseeing the contract. The governor changed it to prohibit contributions to any office holder and used another bill to ban contributions from anyone who holds a government job. Illinois Supreme Court Justice Thomas Fitzgerald has been promoted to Chief Justice. He replaces Justice Robert Thomas, who concluded his 3-year term. Fitzgerald was installed yesterday at the Supreme Court building in Springfield. Justice Thomas administered the oath.
I, Thomas R. Fitzgerald,
do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
and the Constitution of the State of Illinois,
and the Constitution of the State of Illinois,
and that I will faithfully discharge,
and that I will faithfully discharge
the office of Chief Justice,
the office of Chief Justice
of the Supreme Court of the State of Illinois,
of the Supreme Court of the State of Illinois,
to the best of my ability,
to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Chief Justice Fitzgerald is a former Cook County criminal court judge. He was first elected to the state Supreme Court in 2000. As Chief Justice, Fitzgerald will lead the court in its administrative duties and oversee more than 900 state judges. A Champaign woman is being heralded for her plan to raise foster children in a multi-generational community setting. Brenda Krause Ahart founded Generations of Hope in Hope Meadows in Rantoul, where foster children, their adoptive parents, and seniors live as neighbors. She is being given the Heinz Award for her efforts. That annual prize, $250,000. The Heinz Award is given to 5 winners each year. A recreation of Abraham Lincoln's 1828 flatboat trip down the Ohio and Mississippi rivers is getting underway. The flatboat trip will go from Rockport, Indiana to New Orleans, and it includes stops in Cave in Rock, Elizabethtown, Cairo, and Metropolis in Illinois. The trip is part of the nation's 2-year celebration of Lincoln's life and legacy. Lincoln was born in Kentucky in 1809 and spent 14 years of his youth in Indiana. The 60-foot-long, 25-ton flatboat is scheduled to make a total of 21 stops on its journey before arriving in New Orleans on October 5th. University of Southern Indiana journalism student Casey McCoy will help write a blog about the trip, and because he's 6'4", he'll also portray Lincoln along the way. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
Coming up on 8:35 Central Time, and we're going to check in with Ed Kieser for a cooler forecast with fall setting in or about to set in. And good morning, Ed.
Good morning. I'd say fall has set in because it's already cool, 55 with sunshine.
And down to the 40s tonight in the forecast.
That's true. Another sign of fall. This is a time of year where we get some cool blasts, but we'll also have some warm days. I still have an 80 in the forecast. I also have some rain in the forecast late in the week into the weekend. So that means daytime high temperatures will be trimmed, but nighttime lows will actually come up a little bit as it gets wet. Some of the moisture early next week could come from Hurricane Ike, but we got to know exactly where Hurricane Ike is going first. I'm looking at the two long-range computer models we look at, or actually I guess we could call them medium range, going out 10 days to 2 weeks. The European model goes out 10 days, and it shows the moisture